section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
This is Zebulon Watley from Sons of Perdition, and you're listening to the Hank and Chain Show.
Broadcasting live from Saginaw, Michigan, it's FlapDaddy.com's The Hank and Chain Show, and here is your host, Jared Morningstar.
Thanks for the welcome yet again, Mr. X. It's good to be back as always, especially now that I've had a chance to rest up a bit over the past few days.
Lucky you, Morningstar. If you'd ever give me a raise, maybe I could afford a Nashville vacation, too.
And maybe one day, X. I need to find a way to get myself rich first. That's kind of hard to do on a teacher's salary. But enough about that. Let's get on with tonight's show. And do we ever have a great one for you all tonight? In addition to all of the great music and commentary, we have yet another word from Eric Morningstar, and our feature tonight is on the amazing live performance legacy of Bruce Springsteen. Later tonight, we will be featuring some of the best Boss live performances from the 70s, the 80s, and the new millennium. You definitely won't want to miss that. And you won't want to miss tonight's special starting lineup either. While in Nashville this past week, I had the pleasure of seeing a live Chuck Mead show on Lower Broadway, and wow was I blown away. He performed a lot of his originals from the new record, BR549 numbers, and old covers as well. He even took requests and spent a lot of time talking with folks after the show. So since I am now in a BR549 kind of mood, starting off tonight are songs from Chuck Mead, Gary Bennett, Chris Scruggs, and two songs from the legendary band itself. Get ready for two great hours here on the Hank and Chain Show.
She said she needed a dime. set of white letter tires on the red roads up in the pine, destined my trouble behind. Yeah, my boss, he likes to think he is the big man, pushing everybody around. I'd like to tell him a thing, I wouldn't call him no king, but I do think he ought to be crowned. Someday I think he's gonna get crowned.
Train. I asked the conductor where this this old train was bound. He punched my ticket, then he whispered Memphis Town. But there ain't no train to Memphis anymore. You got to take the highway when you go. Well, them rusty tracks from Nashville lay beside that stretch of road. But there ain't no train to Memphis anymore.
Looks like it's 12 midnight, ladies and gentlemen. Is that right? Y'all know what that means. It's time to tell you the true story all about the lost episode of the Andy Griffith Show. It's a particularly heinous story about drug abuse and sexual deviance. Yeah. Looks like it's right up your alley.
Tell them we're dead or tell them was hitting the tree. Out of the swamp came Ernest T. The gold tooth the flashing as he hit that pipe.
This is Daniel J. Harris, host of the Soupy Gatto Show. You can find us at soupygatto.com. Drop us a line at soupygatto@gmail.com. We are open to any and all music from all over the world. In each and every show, we try to be as eclectic as possible, never giving away a genre or style. Just allowing each artist to be the individual snowflake they really are. Now back to Jared Morningstar and the Hank and Chain Show, man. Dig it.
Welcome back to the Hank and Chain Show. A great segment of live 1970s Springsteen will be coming up in a bit. In addition to numbers from 66 Crush, The Black Keys, and Willie Phoenix. Right now, though, here is this week's word from Eric Morningstar.
Alrighty, you're listening to Eric Morningstar right here on the Hank and Chain Show, and we are feeling no pain as we are freshly caffeinated. Okay, it's that wonderful time when I am going to share a word with you straight from my heart to your ears, a gesture that I can assure you that I do not take lightly, and I'm sure there are plenty of times when you won't take it lightly either, but I don't care! As the loyal listeners of the Hank and Chain Show know, I recently returned from the great city of Nashville, Tennessee. I saw a great Chuck Mead show. I visited the Hermitage of my boy Andrew Jackson, and generally had a fabulous time. However, it seems that no trip to the United States South can be complete without the feeling that I need to take a serious shower. And I'm not talking about getting rid of sweat. When I travel south, and sadly I don't have to go very far south to have this experience, I inevitably find myself trapped in a land of ignorant, stupid, unfit to have children SOBs that don't seem to understand that the South lost the Civil War, and that we as a country need to move in the direction of progress when it comes to morals, racism, and perhaps just conducting our day-to-day behavior. This is a pretty basic history lesson, okay, fellas, but here we go. Every time I see some stupid, fat, white guy with a sticker on his windshield of his multicolored Jeep Wrangler, I know I'm in for a treat. Sure enough, there were plenty on this trip down south. It is beyond disturbing to see, more than 100 years after the Civil War, a cartoon Confederate soldier on a bumper sticker with the phrase, "I ain't forgetting," written in an angry font. I'm going to assume this was an idiot Republican, because they're the only ones stupid enough to put that crap on their cars. So let me ask you, my dim-witted Republican friend, what exactly aren't you forgetting? Because you seem to have forgotten that the Southern states lost the Civil War, and that we happen to have freed the blacks and pledged to no longer be bigoted racists. Can someone tell me why the percentage of the white vote going to Obama was less in the southern states without talking about how racist they are? No, you can't! No, you can't! Don't even try! 150 years later, for some people, we've come no further. This isn't like a game of chess, you ignorant southern pricks. White doesn't go before black. Remember that picture of all the presidents when it was circulated, and the picture for Obama was nothing but these two white dots against a black background like some cartoon out of a black-faced comedy? Where did that come from? The Tennessee GOP! Southern Republicans are the only ones stupid to keep this crap up, and I swear I don't get it. I hear all these people in the South talking about Southern pride, Southern culture, all pertaining to the kinds of Civil War stuff like Flying Dixie, the Stars and Bars, those god-awful bumper stickers, Southern hospitality, Southern religious values, repent on Jesus or burn. Why is it that Southerners and Republicans aren't aware of their own hypocrisy? I mean, really, Southern religious values have to be the most ridiculous in this country. Are you a good Christian if you're a racist and believe that people are better than others based on skin color? Then again, it's the Christian community we're talking about here, so I don't want to give them too much rope or they'll hang me with it. But Southern hospitality? Don't lynchings go really well with hospitality? I mean, don't you think calling people Negroes and coloreds, that's really hospitable, isn't it? I guess Southern pride for these moronic slugs parading as human beings means they're being nice to people who are white, greedy, and are completely absent of morals to the point they look more like Hitler describing the way things should be in their precious Dixie. I think I could tolerate the greed in justifying slavery if it was just to make more money. But when it comes to actually trying to sell anything other than might is right, save it. Get out of here. And what do we do with them? Yes, I say we, meaning the people who know their history, actually care about people, and aren't greedy, filthy, slimy, jerk Republican Southerners. What do we need to do with the South as it is today? It's so darn pretty. I mean, some of the prettiest land is in the South. And think of who lives on it. Is it Final Solution time? I mean, is it? Is it Indian removal time for the Southern stupid rednecks? Honestly, wouldn't that fix the problem? I mean, come on. I mean, I would like to envision a United States South that isn't so helplessly devoted to the delusions of the past that the other decent citizens of this country have to seemingly apologize for them every time a scandal comes up, every time some politician makes a racist comment, etc. Let's forget about Dixie if it has to be wedded to the hypocrisy of the past. Let's send Hank Williams Jr. to Alaska to go hunting with Sarah Palin. Let's ship Governor Sanford off to Buenos Aires so he can have his sexual fantasies. The world will be better off without the pressure to keep up this Southern image that was never pure, never clean, never anything more than a very descriptive and romantic lie that has cost thousands of people, and not to mention an entire ethnic group's oppression since the beginning of this country. It's time to move on. If not peacefully, with a well-overdue wake-up call, then we've just got to invade the South and make those stupid idiots leave with their Rascal Flatts CDs at gunpoint. Maybe we can send them to Mexico, make them drink the water. All right, that's about all the time that I have for a rant today, but let's think about that Hank Williams Jr. lyric, "If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I just as soon stay home." Well, if God is anything like Hank Williams Jr. or any of the other Republicans in the South, I think heaven is definitely the place I'd want to be. Not because it's a bunch of stiffies worrying about doing the right thing for all mankind. You walk up to the pearly gates and St. Peter says to you, "Hey, naked women and beer! We got it all in here!" For the Hank and Chain Show, this is Eric Morningstar. Keep listening to great music right here on FlapDaddy.com. When I was dead, you hold the light, I'll ride the night.
simple matters. You're gonna be misled. Left fear and tattered. I got to go because something's on my mind. Evil heart.
You're listening to Flapdaddy.com's The Hank and Chain Show. And it's now time for our first segment of our feature on the live performance legacy of Bruce Springsteen. The year is 1978, and Springsteen is already quickly becoming a rock legend. In less than a decade, the boss has gone from being a Dylan disciple to the romantically loud leader of the E Street Band. His mid-70s classic album, Born to Run, is still regarded as one of the greatest rock and roll albums in history, and after a rough legal dispute with his label and management, he had finally released its follow-up, Darkness on the Edge of Town. Instead of the dreamy naivete found on his earlier albums, Darkness, for the first time, finds Bruce taking a look at the darker side of the world and its effect on people. And yet, his amazing live shows never slowed down a bit. Up next are 1978 live versions of Badlands and two album title tracks, Born to Run and Darkness on the Edge of Town. Rolling with Mr. Springsteen here on The Hank and Chain Show.
Radio station KSAN in San Francisco. And tonight, you're going to hear a concert of your life. We'd like to welcome some of the other stations involved tonight that are listening to this concert live. There's KZOK up in Seattle, Washington. Hi, everybody. KZEL, Eugene, Oregon. KQFM, Portland, Oregon. And KZAP, KZAP in Sacramento, California. And now let's go to the stage, live from Winterland. Bill Graham will do the introductions.
Good evening. Thank you very much for coming. Would you welcome, please, the chairman of the board, the great one, Bruce Springsteen. It's good to be in San Francisco. What?
Oh, silver on a wayward tree. At night we ride through mansions of glory in suicide machines. Sprung from cages on Highway 9, chrome wheels feel rejected, stepping out over the line. Whoa! Baby, the sound rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap, a suicide rap. We gotta get out while we're young. Tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Wouldn't you let me in? I wanna be your friend. I wanna guard your dreams and visions. Slap your legs round these sloven lips. Slap your hands across my engines. Together we could break this trap. Run till we drop. Baby, we'll never go back. Hemi Power Jones scream down the boulevard. The girls comb their hair in rearview mirrors. The boys try to look so hard. The amusement park rises bold and stark. Kids are huddled on the beach in the mist. I wanna die with you and me on the street tonight in an everlasting kiss.
July, and it was by a man named Ron Kovic, and I love the book a whole lot, and I'm gonna do this for Ron. It's Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Well, they're still racing out at the trestles, but that blood, it never burned in her veins. Now I hear she's got a house up in Fairview, and a style she's trying to maintain. Well, does she wants to sleep? Every step that they take. Till someday, life just cut it loose. Good life, other folks get it anyway, anyhow. Yeah, I lost my money and I lost my wife. Them things don't seem to matter much to me now.
You kind of caught me off guard. You're probably wondering why I'm hanging out in your bathroom. Well, I figured it was the best way to get your attention. Anyway, my name is Blake Clayton, and I'm the host of It Burns When I Pee. It Burns When I Pee is a podcast about real country music. You won't find Toby Keith, Tim McGraw, or Rascal Flatts on my show. We stick our middle finger up at corporate Nashville and play the music that they don't want you to hear. On each episode, we feature an interview with a different artist, play tons of great indie music, and throw in some laughs along the way. So come on over to section86.com and download It Burns When I Pee. And like I always say, get your hank on!
This is Mr. X speaking, and I know you enjoyed that first segment of great live Bruce Springsteen as much as I did. Darkness on the edge of town, darkness and pure evil, ha ha ha! Okay, well, we'll hear more from the boss in a little bit, but first, let's get a little psychedelic with songs from the Love Me Nots, the Straight Eights, and the Paybacks. Stay tuned to the Hank and Chain Show, or else.
Don't tell us, so don't say it.
is Pete, spelling out my own defeat. It's not as complicated as I'd anticipated. I'm giving in to what you need. Whoa, whoa, please, get down on your knees. I'm giving in to what you need. Whoa, whoa, please, get down on your knees. 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 Get down on your knees.
Alrighty, we are back here on the Hank and Chain Show on FlapDaddy.com. This is Eric Morningstar, and we are continuing right now our artist feature on the live music of Bruce Springsteen. The songs that you'll hear in this next segment, Adam Raised the Cain and Seeds, are two very fine examples of why Bruce Springsteen's live performance surpasses that of most artists. I think that Bruce Springsteen's live performance can best be described with the phrase fluent intensity. The musicianship on the Boss's live performances are not compromised in any way in comparison to the studio album versions. With many artists, the live performances fail to match up. Bruce's surpasses anything that you can find on an album and becomes something entirely of their own. Whether it is just the boss's natural intensity or the intensity of the working-class culture that he sings about, I'm not sure, but either way, it makes for an absolutely fantastic listen, and I know that you're going to enjoy these songs. So keep listening to the Hank and Chain Show, and enjoy.
They put me to the water. He said, on that day I cried. We were prisoners of love, a love in chains. It was standing in the door. I was standing in the rain with the same hot blood burning in our veins. And a word. We'll be right back.
the streets of Houston Town. Packed up my wife and kids one winter, came along and we headed down south. We're just spitting a song. They said, sorry son, it's gone. Oh,
This is Jeff Lowdown Shrimp from Corn Pone. You're listening to the best dang radio show of all time, The Hank and Chain Show.
Okay, folks, you're listening to The Hank and Chain Show, your Wednesday night internet home for great tunes. The show airs every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time right here on FlapDaddy.com. However, in case you miss our show for whatever reason, or you want to hear an episode again, you can always go right over to Section86.com and grab the podcast version of the show. That's Section86.com. New episodes are posted there every Monday, so there is no excuse to miss a single show. Section 86 is getting a brand new facelift, too, that'll be up by the beginning of next month, so we're excited about that. We'll get to our last segment of live Bruce Springsteen here in a bit, but first, let's tone it down for a bit of some great folk country. Enjoy the following songs from The Petty Bones, The Devil Makes Three, and Old Crow Medicine Show, right here on The Hank and Chain Show.
All over again, I'd do it all over you. If I had time for every time, I could take you out to dinner for two. Well, I'll walk through the rains and I'll break her canes, cause that's the very least I can do. Cause if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it all over. A hole in my brain when I think about a life without you. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it all.
I wanna tell you a story. Ain't got no characters in it but me. I wanna sing you a sad song. Most of it I don't expect you to believe. It starts off just a whiskey and wine, or some miles of travel and some real good times. But it ends in a dark corridor where there ain't no windows and there ain't no doors. Well, that's me. just a drinking off this bottle and a drifting out to sea. Oh, that's me. Just a sitting here staring and a shaking like a leaf. Oh, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams. Oh, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams. I wanna take you to a shipwreck, 1,000 miles underneath the Black Sea. It looks like everybody's sleeping, but look close, they are dead indeed. I wanna lead you to an armchair, deep back in the files of my mind. I wanna sit you in a candle's light, where I've been spending all of my time. Well, that's me. Just a drinking off this bottle, is it drinking off of me? Now that's me. Just a sitting here staring and a shaking like a leaf. Well, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams. Yeah, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams.
Dogs are barking, chickens crowing down the lane, and I feel just like that rooster and his mournful old refrain. With the sun down on my shoulder, just hanging round the yard, I'll be leaving here tomorrow, gonna catch an empty car. There's a thousand constellations in that brilliant beaming sky, but the earth is just one station on that lonesome starry line. And there's a distant whistle blowing down a rusty stretch of track, and I'm just an empty coal car on that train not coming back. But I hate to see that evening sun go down when it's lonesome coming down my trail. I know this train will take me where I'm bound, but I hate to see that evening sun go down. Where the sidewalks have their street lamps and the city has their glow, the poor boy has the moonlight walking in his shadow, but the nighttime can't be trusted to return the morning sun. My eyes have not adjusted to this black face I've got on. Well, I hate to see that evening sun go down when it's lonesome coming down my trail. Well, I know this dream will take me where I'm bound, Well, I hate to see that evening sun go down. Nighttime make you lonesome for that early morning sun, for the light upon that engine reaching towards the dawn. You can spend your whole life racing down rusty railroad line. It's the setting sun you're chasing in that dark and rolling sky. But I hate to see that evening sun go down when it's lonesome coming down my trail. But I know this train will take me where I'm bound. But I hate to see that evening sun go down. Yes, I hate to see that evening sun go down.
No, we're not gonna fucking play Freebird, you dickweed. Get with it, man. And if you ask for Hootie and the Blowfish, you can get my size 13 fucking sneaker up your ass.
Hell yeah.
This is your Red Hot Lava roving reporter, Bob Hurst here. The Bootleg Asylum radio show is on every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at flapdaddy.com. If you can't listen live, you can download his show at section86.com every Tuesday. Howard plays the best in classic rock, metal, country, and blues. So check out the Bootleg Asylum radio show live every Friday or download the show every Tuesday at section86.com.
You're listening to the Hank and Chain Show here on flapdaddy.com. And right now, it's time for our final segment of Live Bruce Springsteen. In the late 90s, Springsteen reunited with the E Street Band with much fanfare and skepticism. People were wondering if the aging boss and his band could deliver on the same level that they had over a decade earlier. Well, 10 years and 3 outstanding albums later, Springsteen and the band have quieted all doubters, performing with incredible intensity, with shows that almost always extend far beyond the two-hour mark. Up next are live recordings of The Rising, Lonesome Day, and Born in the USA from 2002. Stay tuned for the great music ahead, right here on FlapDaddy.com.
Thank you.
Champagne, this is two champagnes. Darling, yeah, I'm
This is the Hank and Shane Show here on FlapDaddy.com. Time is winding down on tonight's episode, but we're not done yet. Hopefully you're not just tuning in now, or you would have missed our feature on some of Bruce Springsteen's best live performances throughout his career. Now, you could always go ahead and just download the episode next Monday over on section86.com, but still, you don't want to start making a habit out of tuning in late, especially when we have yet another great feature headed your way next week. Next Wednesday, my birthday, by the way, in case some of you haven't bought your presents for me yet, we will be featuring the music of the Texas troubadour, the legendary Ernest Tubb. It doesn't get much bigger or better than old E.T., and none of you will want to miss next week's show. But first, let's go out tonight on a hard rocking note. Our final set of songs for the evening include numbers from Dana Fuchs, George Harrison, and Mudcrutch. Stick around, the good music keeps on coming, here on the Hank and Shane Show.
This is for troublesome girls.
Haven't seen you live in quite a while.
street of villains, take him for a ride. You can have the devil as a guide. Crippled by the boundaries, programmed into guilt, till your nervous system starts to tilt. In the room of mirrors, you can see for miles, but everything that's there is in disguise. Every word you've uttered and every thought you've had is all inside your file, the good and the bad. But in the rising sun, you can feel your life begin. Universe at play inside your DNA. You're a billion years old today. Oh, the rising sun, and the place it's coming from is inside of you, and now your payment's overdue. Oh, the rising sun. On the avenue of sinners, I have been employed, working there till I was near destroyed. I was almost a statistic inside a doctor's case when I heard the messenger from inner space. He was sending me a signal that for so long I had ignored. But he held on to my nickel coin. Until a ghost of memory trapped in my body and mind came out of hiding to become alive. And in the rising sun, you can hear the life begin. And it's here and now, nowhere and everywhere. Oh, its atmosphere is rare. Oh, rising sun, and a place that it's coming from is inside. Thank you.
bootleg flyer, and I work alone. I'm a radar hider. Turn your head and I'm gone. I'm a treetop glider. I never leave a track.
The clock has run out on us here on FlapDaddy.com, and unfortunately, another excellent episode of the Hank and Chain Show is about to end. But don't fret, we will be right back here next week. The show airs every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, so make sure you all tune in for the great music from all genres, commentary, and our feature on the music of Ernest Tubb. Make sure you head on over to Section86.com as well to grab all of our podcasts. If you have any comments on tonight's episode, or on the show in general, or you'd like to have your music played on the show, please drop us a line at thehankandchainshow@gmail.com, or look us up on MySpace at www.myspace.com/thehankandchainshow. We'd love to hear from you. As we close tonight, enjoy a good night number from legendary 1920s and 1930s country songwriter Ernest V. Stoneman. Long ignored by the Country Music Hall of Fame, Pop Stoneman was finally inducted posthumously in 2008. It was about time. For FlapDaddy.com and the Hank and Chain Show, this is Jared Morningstar. Good night.
Mm-hmm. with the moon. The field will be whiting and I will be gone to roam all this wide world alone. I stood on the doorstep when school time was o'er and longed for the time to go by. And now it is gone and I stand here tonight to bid this dear stepstone goodbye. It is hard to be parted with those that we love. Universes and fortunes have come. The strongest of hearts for their broken in twain. By the absence of loved ones at home. I'll bid this poor heart cease repining in vain. And hush the deep heaving sigh. The pain it will call me none ever can know. To bid this old stepstone goodbye. We may meet, and sad mournful scenes every day. The faces at home, oh, I never shall greet. Their bones will be so far away. I think all that dear old stepstone at the door, and I'll drop a tear from my eye. I'll stand in my dreams as I stand here tonight to bid this dear stepstone goodbye. Goodbye, dear old stepstone, goodbye to my home. God bless those I leave with a sigh. I'll cherish fond memories wherever I may roam. Goodbye, dear old stepstone, goodbye.
Tonight, I'm Dylan. I'm on you.